Awesome. Okay, so first starting out, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this interview with the Psych Magazine. Firstly, I want to ask you, how's everything going in life right now? Like, how's life going for you?
Well, thanks for asking. Life's going well. I mean, it's busy, but, you know, personally, everything's going well. And then, you know, just really focused on, you know, building out Tyson 2.0 and Vivo with other company that I founded. But other than that, everything's good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. Can't complain on this one. So
where are you located?
You are the, so I'm located in Charlotte, NC.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I was going to start off with my first question. So you are the co-founder, chairman, and president of Tyson 2.0. Could you tell us a bit about what Tyson 2.0 represents as far as a cannabis brand?
What we represent?
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. So, I mean, Tyson 2.0, we started in December of, or November of 2021. And, you know, Mike is a very authentic cannabis consumer, as well as I met Mike actually with another company that I helped co-found in a psychedelic space. And, you know, Mike's a pioneer and an advocate for cannabis. So when we started connecting, you know, I found another company called Philo, which is the largest technology company in cannabis. And we just, you know, I really loved what, you know, he represented, and we put together a really great team, and you know, we've built a strong, I think the fastest growing brand in the cannabis industry.
Awesome. So you guys announced an exclusive partnership with HexoCorp, the leading producer of high quality cannabis products in Canada. How exactly was it to kind of get that partnership and the reaction from you and everyone else at Tyson 2.0?
Yeah, I mean, so Hexo is the largest LP in Canada, and we've always had an international expansion plan. It's really important for Mike as well to be in all different countries. And so Hexo, being the largest LP, and Adam Arviv, who's on the board of my company, Philo, he's one of the largest shareholders there. And so he introduced us to Charlie, the CEO, and we just really liked what Hexo represented and what they would do for our brand in Canada. And we felt that it would give us the largest footprint. So Mike and myself and Adam, our CEO, we were all very excited about the partnership. And, you know, we're going to be going really, really hard in the next, starting end of October when we launch, really going aggressively and building our brand in Canada. And I think we'll have a lot of success there.
Yeah. And it says you guys will be producing a full range of like new products. Can you tell us a bit about which product you're most excited about that we'll be launching for Tesla?
I think, you know, there's all our SKUs that we want, you know, really build in the U.S. will also be represented out there. So, you know, bringing the Toad to market, which is one of the most successful flower brands, edibles, our Mike Bites to market, our dabbing products, our vapes, everything else. So, I mean, we'll have a whole list of SKUs that we'll be launching in that we have in the U.S. that will be taken over there. And so a big, big focus for us always is to really, you know, have consistency around our consumer experience and consumption around our brand. And so we really, when we're choosing a partner, we make sure that they're following all our strain guidelines and that they're matching our brand guidelines and product guidelines.
Got it. So I want to ask you this question because we are a hip-hop magazine, so it's only right to ask you, is there any hip-hop album that you are listening to at this current moment?
I'm listening to a lot of hip-hop albums. I'm trying to think of, I mean, more so like songs than albums, but
yeah.
I'm trying to think of what's my favorite album at this point. This is a tough question, but I love hip-hop, so I'm constantly listening to songs. I just don't know which album. Now it's this day and age is different. You're not really listening to albums. You're listening to songs, so.
Yeah. So no song.
I'm trying to think. It's a hard, tough question. Like,
okay.
What I like, what I like the most right now. That's what I'm thinking while I'm pausing. you know, to be frank, like, I was, you're going to laugh, but the song that I've been listening to quite a bit right now that I love is it's kind of a not at this point, just like a top song, but I like Latto and DJ Khaled's Big Energy.
Oh, nice. Okay. Latto.
I also like DJ Khaled's DJ Khaled's new songs that he has on there right now.
His new album.
Yep, I love it.
I think
it's the one. Yeah, God's energy, yeah. or something, right?
Yeah.
I forgot, but yeah.
It just came
out. I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that.
So I want to ask you guys.
You can use that.
Yeah. So I want to ask you this question. Could you possibly see you guys collaborating with more hip hop artists as far as Tyson 2.0 goes?
100%. We've already been talking to. Yeah, we've been talking to several of them, right? So back to like what you were asked, you know, like. For example, like right now we're looking for someone who is looking to do a brand and also finding like a good, you know, we have two strong male icons, but looking for a female icon as well that we could partner with. And so, I would say that, you know, the key is and what we do successfully, why Mike and Rick do really well. And Ric Flair actually is pretty, you know, the hip hop community loves Ric Flair too. I mean, Ric Flair Drip was a song with that.
Yeah,
that's why we did Ric Flair Drip. So Ric Flair Drip, why we called Ric Flair Drip is because Rick came out with Migos, Offset, and 21 Savage and did Ric Flair Drip, which had like a billion views on YouTube. So, you know, so I think for us, the fact that, you know, Rick and Mike really speak to the hip-hop community as well, it's finding someone that will, you know, go to market, like, and really talk to their fans and their consumers and be the brand with us, you know? So I think for us, it's got to be someone we've talked to several, can't name names, but we're definitely going down that arena.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I want to ask you this. So for Tyson 2.0, what are some goals that you guys want to accomplish before the end of 2022 is up?
So yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we're in 24 states right now. We're just launching our Ric Flair product in October. I think that, you know, you're going to see a big focus for us on international expansion. So you saw the Canada release, and you'll see us doing more and more countries that we can get into that we feel that are that have huge opportunities. So I think international expansion, and like you asked earlier, like I would also think we'll have, you know, maybe one more brand under the umbrella that we launch either by the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Nice. And I want to ask you this as well. So could we possibly see anything like new outside of the Tyson 2.0 with the cannabis brand? I know it's a clothing line as well.
Oh, yeah. So we have a ton of merchandise. Yeah. So you'll always see merchandise coming from us and new collabs and merchandise opportunities that we'll be in market with.
All right. And I want to ask you this too. If you could name one song that describes your life at this very moment, what song would it be?
One song that describes my life?
Yeah.
You're asking some tough questions.
I try to keep it music-based at times, but, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard, but I try to, you know, add those pieces.
Let me come back to you with Francesca on that, because I can't answer that off the top of my head. I got to – that takes thought.
Okay. All right, and I think that's going to end our interview for today, Chad. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this interview with Respect Magazine, and I greatly appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the interview.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye, guys.
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch. Thank you both.